The stunt boy days are back.
Wow. So you're telling me Rob's going to actually do a stunt?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Eddie, how long has it been since B-Rod's done a stunt?
I don't think he's done one this year.
I don't think he's done one this year.
It's November.
All right, Rob, what you're going to do is you're going to stand.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
It looks like a...
Oh, my God.
I hope you can answer these questions,
Rob. Do we have video? Okay. Now...
Oh, my God.
It's like a guillotine. It's like a catapult.
It's like a catapult.
It's literally a catapult. Yeah.
But it's got this, like, cat of nine tails on the end of it.
Like, instead of a cup where you would put, like, the flaming cannonball or whatever.
Right. Instead of that.
It's got, like, these leather whips.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Rob.
You guys,
this is safe.
Dude.
You better not.
Not at all.
It doesn't look safe.
You better know these answers.
Pay no attention to the blood around the area.
Rob.
My God.
Yeah. Rob?
Oh, look at him.
Get over on the mic, dude. You got to answer the question.
No. He's got to stand there because he's got to shout out the answer because he's got to stand there. Dead. If he gets it wrong, Eddie, Jay releases the catapult.
Oh, no.
Good luck, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, this is brutal.
Let me ID the radio station, and then we'll get to it. Icing him.
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon. Brought to you by
it's
Fox
going through his head right now.
On KIOZ, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m.
Rob, last chance. Do you want Tampa Bay Devil Rays trivia?
Oh, no. Oh,
Rob,
no?
Do you really have to urinate?
I really do.
That's great.
Oh,
that's
great. That's awesome. Okay, look out.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Dude, come on.
Who did Aaron Boone hit the game-winning home run off of in Game 7 of the 03 ALCS?
Oh, this is so easy.
Gosh.
Steal.
Rob, who did Aaron Boone hit the game-winning home run off of in Game 7 of the 03 ALCS? Now, I understand you were four
in
1986, but this was 03. Yeah. So this was only 3 years ago, Rob.
Yeah, dude, and one of the most heartbreaking moments for a Red Sox fan should absolutely know this.
This is when... Hold on, I gotta think.
I was away on Westpac.
No, I wasn't.
I'm looking at that guillotine thing, man.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm almost positive. This is when he left Pedro in.
I'm nervous right now. Like, my stomach has butterflies in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you one more time.
Stand up.
Dude, please get this question right. Like, I want you to.
I don't want to see you get hurt. Dude.
Yeah, I don't want that thing. Well,
who did Aaron Boone hit the game-winning home run off of in Game 7 of the 03 ALCS? Take a guess, bro.
Yes, you should know it. You're Boston Rob.
Oh, I hate you
right now. Come on, dude.
Please get it right.
I'm going to go Pedro.
Oh, that's incorrect.
Oh, no.
Was it Mike Timlin?
No, it was Tim
Wakefield. No. It was Tim Wakefield, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go question by question. I don't want to give him extra. I want to go question by question.
I don't have to pee anymore.
Yeah, never again.
That looked so awful. That looked so awful.
Oh, Rob.
That thing, Sean, does that thing not spring at like 100 miles an hour?
I swear, I've never seen anything like
it's
that.
It's so...
Wow.
I'm nervous.
It's scary.
I got a
pee.
I got this medieval device in front of me.
Like, literally, that should go in my basement. I want that.
It's so great because when it hit his crotch, when it hit his crotch, he had his legs spread open, and it hit his crotch, and his knees immediately touched. His knees went,
Buckled.
Come on.
Really, oh, dude.
Come on, Boston Rob.
Rob, you got to stand up. Are you still kind of getting over
Just ask. I'll stand up when the time comes.
Okay.
Look at the color in his face. It's not right.
Rob.
Yeah. Very pale.
Rob. Rob.
Oh, my gosh.
Who did Dave Roberts pinch run for in game four of the 04 ALCS?
Dude! Rob!
Oh, crap.
Dave Roberts!
Please, Rob.
I know.
Rob.
I know.
I'm flabbergasted.
Eddie.
It's insulting, isn't it, Eddie?
Flabbergasted.
Dude!
I know it.
He doesn't know anything about his team.
Honestly, I'm being honest with you. I thought that this might not be a bit because I thought, what if he gets them all right? Don't, and then we don't have, we
what?
Don't.
What? Don't ever wear a Boston jersey or anything in here again.
I'm going to ask you, Rob, I'm going to ask you again. He's wearing a WAAF Boston radio station t-shirt.
Yeah, pathetic. Pathetic.
Rob.
Yeah.
Who did Dave Roberts pinch run for in game four of the 04 ALCS?
See, my guts, I think my gut's telling me the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's called pain.
Come on. Come on, Rob. Honestly, I don't want you to get it wrong.
All right, whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, wow.
I mean it. Like, that looks so awful.
That's not cool.
Idiot,
man. Oh, man.
We only have 28 hours.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, crap.
Take a guess, dude.
Sean.
Come on.
This is
your
take
team,
take a guess,
dude.
Bro. Oh.
Come on.
Is he okay?
Yeah, well, I have to, like, pee now again.
Don't worry.
Oh, man. I want to say Manny, but I know it's not right.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh!
David Ortiz.
Oh, no.
Oh, Rob.
I'm not going to have to pee again in a second. Hold on.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going
to throw up.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Rob. Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy. Gosh darn it. Rob.
Hey, Rob, good news, only three more questions.
Oh,
Rob, I can't breathe.
Oh, my God.
Just getting that thing into position.
I know, it's like,
awful.
Oh, it's so awful.
I feel like I should be wearing a black hood.
Oh, this is my eye. Dude.
Seriously.
Rob, please get this next one right, okay?
Yeah,
please.
Please.
Huh? Yes, go.
Who had the most hits in the 06 season? So this season, bro.
Oh.
This season, Rob.
Who had the most hits?
Who had the most hits? Hits.
Oh, okay.
Who had the most hits this season for the Boston Red Sox? You just have to know his name, dude.
Oh, please.
Come on, Rob.
Oh, Eddie.
Please.
Dude, Eddie.
What the hell?
Dude.
Rob, come on.
This isn't happening.
Please, dude.
Rob.
I don't want this thing to hit you one more time. Like, we've gotten the mileage out of the bit. Like, please try to answer this correctly.
Go through the lineup.
Go through the lineup, dude.
I am. Well, I'm thinking about... Oh, hold on.
Think about
it. He's like buckled over.
Think about who would have the most hits.
Come Let's on. Take a couple. Should we take some calls?
No,
I don't want. Oh, you don't want anybody to blurt it out.
Give the answer.
Oh, Rob, come on, dude.
Oh.
All
right. No.
I don't want that thing to hit you.
Just
again.
Don't pull it yet, because I gotta pull my legs together for a second.
Oh,
Rob.
Not look happy.
All right, let's think.
He doesn't look good.
He's gonna barf.
So good.
I think he might puke, yeah.
Are you going to throw up?
I don't know. I'm a little lightheaded.
Oh, my
Hold
God.
Hold on. Just give me a second.
Oh, my God.
Robbie.
I really had to pee pretty bad, and I don't know where.
Should we let him go to the bathroom?
Yeah. I
don't care.
Go to the bathroom. All right. Go to the bathroom.
It might take me a second now.
It's I may somewhere. Have to sit. Jeremy said it's somewhere. Dude, Jay.
Jay. For listeners that are just tuning in, we have Boss and Rob standing over this device that Jay made from our promotions department. And when B-Rod gets a question wrong, we spring it, and it catapults in between his legs with these leather straps to hit his crotch.
I've got to tell you, I'm shaking. Just watch. I'm too close. Too close.
Jay, do it one more time just so people can hear it.
Oh, watch yourself for Colonel.
Here we go, Colonel. Watch yourself.
That's crazy.
Mikey show.
Ask Mikey a quick question.
Go ahead.
I wanted to know why they're calling Boston Rob B-Rod.
Well, because that's a great question. And the answer is his favorite player is Alex Rodriguez from the New York Yankees.
No.
A-Rod.
That is true.
And so we've been calling him B-Rod.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Mikey show. Hello.
Hey, what happened to Big Hair Wednesday?
That is a far-out question.
Rob, are you ready? Yeah. Did you go number one?
Yeah, and things aren't good.
Oh, what's the problem?
Personal stuff.
Yeah.
He's so dramatic.
Gross.
Dude, I've been holding that for about 2 hours and then getting hit in the intestinal region.
Yeah.
Pretty decent.
Yeah.
You're fine.
My girlfriend's gonna not.
Are you ready?
What?
I'm gonna ask you the same question again.
Oh no.
Who had the most hits in the 06 season for the Boston Red Sox?
Okay. I thought about it while I was watching my junk. That was
okay. All right. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
And I know Ortiz had the most home runs. I don't know why I went with a different feeling.
Please.
I think it was Mike Lowell that had the most triples this year, or doubles.
Answer the question, please.
He's stalling.
I was going through stuff.
Okay.
Please, dude.
A guy that I hope that they bring him back, who used to be a Padre, Mark Loretta.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, please get the next two right. I'm fine with you getting the next two right.
I'm not.
I am.
I can go for another swing.
Ashley, are you still upset because he didn't pick you?
I didn't want to live with you.
Good.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Real feelings coming out. Fine.
Whatever. No one picked you. How does that make you feel? Oh. I'm just dumb.
Read out the question.
Question,
Mike. Go ahead. You're the one sitting on the medieval crotch kicker thingy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Nice smack talk.
Hey, do you think you would do any better at any of these trivia things?
Well, okay, let's say that there was trivia for me with my expertise, which would be like
baking.
Yeah, baking.
Oh, yeah, baking or like
marsupials.
I don't know. No, but like I'm really knowledgeable.
Airheads.
I'm really knowledgeable in certain areas.
Like
pop culture. So if you were to do that to me with pop culture, I would
Kernels?
Get every answer right.
Bobby Kernels.
Because that's my expertise.
Next, we're playing with her.
Fine. Because you know what? You should know this, B-Rod.
Go into our office right now, Bobby Kernels, and get me a bunch of pop culture quiz questions.
Cool. Him where it hurts, Mike.
Can we do to you next?
That's fine.
Pop culture stuff?
I'm pretty sure I know my stuff. Gonna
hurt her.
My expertise.
What, Eddie?
It's not going to hurt her crotch. She doesn't have balls.
We won't do this.
Oh, like a different...
I'll come up with other stuff.
I like it.
There you go.
In fact, I'll give you a choice.
Oh, no.
I don't know what.
Ooh, me likey.
Fine.
Oh, my.
Oh, you're
Rob,
very confident.
Wow.
Rob, look at me. I care about you. I want this bit to be over.
Yeah.
Okay?
Let's go.
Oh.
Two more questions. And, dude, I purposefully didn't go hard. Like, dude, Eddie, have the questions been hard?
If I know them,
thank
I don't know that much about Boston
no, no, no.
Red Sox.
No, no, no.
lore.
Bro, and I know
everyone.
Come on, Rob.
I've known everyone.
The only real question that I should have missed was
Trot Nixon. Trot Nixon.
No. I should have known
Bruce
that.
Hurst.
I don't know.
You should have known all of them.
Bruce, okay.
You should have known all of them.
Everything else, I'm disappointed
okay.
in myself.
Okay.
Just give me one for...
I don't want you to take it in the crotch again.
I'm mad at myself now.
Come on.
Rob.
Got this.
Hold on, make sure I'm on the thingy.
Who was the last Red Sox to win MVP? Who was the last Red Sox?
Manny Ramirez in 2004.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
It was Mo Vaughn in 1995.
Uh-oh.
Wait, I want to get over there.
Boy.
Am I on the marks right?
Oh, man.
That was really bad. You know what? I had a little time to think while that was going on.
Look at him, he has no color in his face. His eyes are barely open.
He's drunk.
Yeah.
He is drunk.
White.
Yeah. And you know what I just thought that I just answered to that? Hold on.
Rob.
I was thinking.
Rob.
Oh my God.
Oh. Like, Sky, hug him. Yeah. Hug him. Will you hug your
Put
friend?
Put your head between your legs for a second. I think, like.
There's only one more question.
Oh, my
dude. He does not
Are
look
we videotaping
good.
This?
Yeah. Yes.
So we can put it on the web?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That one almost
guys.
Took his pants off.
Look, it pulled his shorts down.
I know,
it
pulled his shorts down.
Dude. Oh.
Okay.
Last question, Rob.
You're going to get this one, Rob.
Please,
come on.
Dude.
I got faith.
Please.
Come on, Rob. Good luck.
Oh.
Oh,
really?
Are you ready?
What?
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is bad.
Rob,
uh-oh.
Who is currently the Red Sox principal owner?
Principal owner?
He looked at me like I just spoke another language.
Yeah.
Principal. I don't know who that principal is.
Obviously, I don't speak Chichewa.
Principal owner.
Who is currently the Red Sox principal owner?
Do you understand the question, Rob?
No. He looks dazed and
See, I don't think he understands what principal means.
Rob, Eddie, isn't that just like saying who's their owner?
Who's their owner? I mean, you know, like John Moores is the owner of the Padres.
Right. Who's the Red Sox
the
owner?
Okay, we talk about it all the time.
John Moores owned the Padres.
Oh, no,
dude. This is your team, bro.
Come on, dude.
You're so
like,
team.
Who's the general
you know,
manager?
Rob, please.
Theo.
Who?
Theo
Epstein.
Right. Okay. That's
who's the
general manager.
Yeah.
Who's the owner of your favorite baseball team? Please.
John Henry. But
that's correct.
Oh,
oh, yeah. Okay.
Good job, buddy.
You did it.
Good job. You're safe.
Oh, I am so glad. I didn't want to see it again. Get off that thing. Get off that thing.
Yeah.
Before it goes
it.
Off.
Yeah, and... One more time. Pull it one more time, Jay, so All people right. can hear
Watch
it. One more.
It,
Rob. Look
Get
out, Rob.
Out there,
you idiot.
Bob.
Look at him.
Oh.
That is so badass. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Well, now it's Ashley's turn. As soon as we get...
Hey, I got breaking San Diego Padres news.
What?
Like two major things.
What?
Just went down. The Padres have made a trade. Big trade.
Who? I don't like the look on your face.
It's interesting. It's interesting. They've traded one of my favorite players.
Who? Oh. Dave Roberts.
No. Dave Roberts is a free agent.
What happened?
They had traded second baseman Josh Barfield.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
To Cleveland for a highly regarded AAA third baseman, Kevin Kuzmanoff. And Triple A pitcher Andrew Brown.
But these are names that we're not familiar with, right?
There are in the minor leagues. Apparently, these are, you know, they're big time prospects. But I have a little bit of a problem trading a guy who could have won Rookie of the Year. Batted .280 this year, 32 doubles, 13 home runs, 72 runs scored, 21 stolen bases. So that's the first thing that happened. Second thing, we have a new manager.
Oh.
We do?
Yep.
Who is it?
This is kind of cool in the regards of I know this guy, and I'm hoping that my buddy, who is the scout for the Padres, he's very close to him, and I'm hoping he'll be able to come on our show quite a bit because they know him very well. It is Bud Black. Bud Black, the former pitcher in the Major League Baseball, and he was the pitching coach for the Angels. And interesting choice.
Hmm.
So Bud Black, new
manager.
Are
you all right with that?
I am, just on a personal level, just because, like I said, you know, Bud Black is going to probably be on our show now because of that, which I think is cool. Hmm. But as far as managing goes, I don't know. I don't know yet.
What happened to Dusty?
He obviously didn't get the job.
I liked him.
Shauna. Is that Shauna in there? Can you have Shauna come in here? Have Shauna come in here. I asked Shauna about something. Because I'm going to get Shauna on this. You got to go over the microphone. Over the microphone.
Hi.
Shauna?
Yeah.
Do you know that Terry King is writing me while I'm on the air to tell me that I'm causing cancellations of money up there?
No.
Yeah.
I do not know that.
You should tell him he shouldn't do that.
What? Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah, he wrote me on my personal email. The subject is, your crotch spring is causing money cancellations up here.
What? He's kidding.
Well, it's a stupid joke. If he's kidding, he's a very poor comedian. He's as bad of a comedian as Russell. Can you find out? And if he's kidding, tell him not to write me anymore. And if he's not kidding, and if he's not kidding, tell him not to write me anymore.
I think you just did that yourself.
No.
Oh, my.
Especially during a broadcast. Oh, it's a bad idea. Oh, no. But can you find out?
I will find out.
Thank you.
Bye.
Let's see.
Oh, that's weird.
My poor son, he's got this, got a blocked tear duct. My wife just wrote me, yeah.
Aww.
She's got an
mean?
Infection.
That sucks.
Yeah, she's getting an ointment.
Aww.
Mm. We have to massage his little eye duct.
Yeah. How do you get a blocked
pain?
Do you know how to get a blocked tear duct?
I used to get the stuff that he's got all the time when I was in high school and, you know, right after high school. I was going to say in college, but then I remembered I never went to college.
Oh. Okay.
But, yeah, I get the same eye goop that he's got right now.
Really? Is it genetic?
It might be. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's genetic.
Hmm.
Hey, did you get a hold of Rebecca and tell her about the earphone thing?
Yeah, she was listening, so she heard the whole thing.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she said she'll come down when she can.
Okay.
So I think, you know, she might be dealing with Jakey or whatever, but...
Who's bringing lunch today, Eddie?
Should be here very shortly. Mangia Bene.
Ah, Mangia Bene.
Delicious Italian restaurant.
Yeah. What is this? We might have Keenan McCardle in the studio.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you get that email, Eddie? See, a lot, and I have to apologize to listeners. We have to, part of the thing is that when we're live on the air for 28 straight hours, we're checking stuff online. And it's very difficult to do the show and actually be checking. But we kind of have to. That's what I'm saying, like the email from Terry. Like, you got to be kidding me, right? Like, if you're joking, you're joking. Like, what? Like, how is a cancellation of money a joke?
Yeah, and that makes us feel really bad.
Yeah, it makes me feel bad.
When we're in the middle of doing something.
Especially when we're in the middle of doing something we think is pretty good, and, you know, we're obviously not doing anything wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm saying, I don't think it's a joke, but if it's not a joke, like, don't bother me with that.
And that's inappropriate.
Yeah, don't bother me with cancellations. Deal with it.
You should go to Shauna and be like,
go to Shauna. Right. And just deal with it.
I hope it's a joke, but yeah, bad joke.
But if it's a joke, like, doesn't that kind of irritate you?
Well, either way,
like,
it's
then
irritating.
I'm reading that, and that, now that's on my mind.
Right. Now you're, like, feel like you got to tiptoe around. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Terry. scary.
But he says, there goes any ED money we were going to get. I don't know what ED is.
Oh, erectile dysfunction. So it is a joke.
Oh, it is a joke. That's stupid. He shouldn't do that.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't know what he's talking about.
He'll probably try. I mean, I'm sure his intent was.
Right.
To make you laugh or whatever.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just that, you know, the thing is, like, when you hear that as a, you know,
as a jock,
as,
when
as
you're
a
on the,
person on the air.
Well, listen, you got to understand, for a guy that's been fired 50,000 times.
Dude, seriously.
Like, I've been fired 50,000 times in radio.
It makes your blood run cold.
Yeah.
It's inhibiting.
It's like the worst.
Yeah.
Never tell a guy that's been fired 50,000 times for money cancellation that somebody's canceling money.
While he's in the middle of a 28-hour broadcast.
Right.
Just a little tip. Write that one down, Terry.
Yeah, Eddie.